people who identify as abrosexual are fluid with their sexualities.
What?
Like gender fluid, abrosexual friends one day might feel pan, but then the next day they might feel asexual.
And a week later, they could just be gay.
Their sexualities are fluid.
Does this mean they're fluid with all the sexualities?
Some. Every abrosexual is different.
And we love our abrosexual friends!
Are you off your f***ing meds or something?
So if it's been unclear up until this point, it should be crystal clear after listening to what that person just said that these people are literally just making up. Abrosexual, abro, isn't that what guys say when they talk to each other? Hey, bro, what are you up to? Abro, give me a break. Anyway, welcome back. Thank you guys so much for joining me. So I have a fairly alarming update happening out there in clown world, and it's actually happening to our neighbors up to the north, up in Canada, under Prime Minister Blackface. Excuse me, Dictator Trudeau. Excuse me, Prime Minister Trudeau. Sorry. Anyway, so they are introducing legislation to make it a crime to make offensive remarks or protest at a drag show or a pride event. And that's what we're looking at on the screen here. So as you can see, we've got this person at the podium. The podium says, protect 2SLGBTQI+ communities. Now, I'm fairly certain this person at the podium is a Canadian lawmaker, but I wouldn't bet on it. And they've got quite a diverse group of people around. We've got the, looks like an overweight version of Cher, then the wizard, then a couple of, I don't know, circus clowns. I don't know what that is with the glasses. I don't know why there's a little child there with the blue dress. And then above my head, we've got the person in the wheelchair. Several people still wearing the their obedience masks on their faces. And this person starts this out. I'm not going to play this whole speech here. It's just a bunch of nonsense. But this person starts out by saying, the topic that brings us here is deadly serious. So you get a group surrounding you that looks like it could be a traveling carnival from back in the day, and you start out by saying, this is a deadly serious topic. We ain't buying it.
The topic that brings us here is deadly serious.
Are you serious?
Oh yeah, they're serious. Now, I know they don't look like a serious people standing up there on the stage with that ragtag crew of bandits, but mark my words, they will get that legislation passed in Canada, and then guess what? Coming to America next. Oh yeah, they're going to try to pass that kind of thing down here in the United States too, and I would not be one bit shocked if somehow, some way, they passed it. That's just where we're at. Welcome to clown world. And if they did pass that legislation here, we would not be able to push back against this guy for saying he's a woman. So somebody commented on his TikTok, so don't try taking away our rights to be called a woman. Not a cis woman, not a birth giver, not a bleeder. And ladies, here's his response to you. Roll the film, please.
Hey there, Puddin' Pop. I'm not going to make an individual video for every single one of your comments, because this is just simply wasting my time and killing my brain cells. So let's address every single one of them. So don't try taking away our rights to be called a woman. No one's taking anything away from you. You see, cisgendered women are taking things away from us. That's a fact. That's not up for discussion or debate. Don't like it? Tough shit. Not a cis woman. Yes, you are. Get over it. Not a birth giver, not a bleeder. Well, again, sorry, that's just the way it is. It's another way of identifying people.
Man, you are one twisted f***.
So let me get this straight. So that guy says that he can call biological women, who don't want to be called this, mind you, but he can call them cis women, birthing people, or bleeders, but nobody can call him a man. And once Canadian legislation passes and comes down here to the United States, we'll be thrown in jail for calling him a man. Wow. Wow. That's where we are. Anyway, I got a quick update. Got a quick update for you guys on yesterday's video where I talked about Dylan, our old pal Dylan Mulvaney, and the Bud Light brand deal sponsorship. And also this has to do with the video I did before that where I talked about demoralization and division. It all just kind of meshes together anyway. So Dylan just came out that Dylan now has a brand deal, a sponsorship with Nike. So here's Dylan, it says paid partnership. Dylan's standing there, and the little thing says sports bra. And of course, Dylan had to put a video out. Remember when I said demoralization and division?
That ain't no woman. It's a man.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And here's another picture. The other one was Dylan in a sports bra. This is Dylan in leggings, and it says home from a day 365 of being a girl. According to Dylan, not me, according to Dylan, home from day 365 and ready to take on the world. And it says at Nike and then at Nike women. At Nike women? Like, what? Give me a fucking break. What are you talking about? Oh boy, here's where we are. Anyway, demoralization and division. You know, I hope nobody out there still thinks any of this is by accident, that this is all happening organically. I hope that's not the case. Let's keep it moving. Speaking of demoralization and division, these are the people they have teaching your children. I can't play the music because of copyrights, but this guy teaches 9-year-olds. This is the teacher of 9-year-olds.
I don't know. It's really messed up. Super gay.
So yeah, 9 years old. Well, fourth grade teacher. So what's that? 9, 10, 11 maybe? That guy teaches fourth graders, young children. Why does he want them to know what being gay is? Why would a child that young need to know what being gay means? Why does that teacher want his 9-year-old students to know that being gay is that guy over there and that guy over there want to go in that room over there and each other and give each other a I mean, that's insane. If that happened anywhere besides a classroom, that person would be thrown in jail for talking to kids like that, right? Oh boy. Anyway, this next TikTok I played on one of the videos here a long time ago, but it's making its rounds on the interwebs again, and it's very interesting, so I figured why not? Let's check it out again. Roll the film, please.
I'm such a defensive, miserable, and I'm so tired of like ruining everybody else's time with my attitude every time that we go somewhere because everything feels racist to me. Everything feels racist everywhere we go. And I hate going places and there being like no other minorities there. And so everything around me feels like a microaggression. Everything around me feels like triggering. I can't go anywhere. Like if I go somewhere and there's too many American flags around, I'm defensive and now I'm getting scared. Like when the crowd last night and the crowd is chanting USA, USA, now I'm starting to panic. And it's like other people are fine, other people are cool, you know, the situation is what it is, but not to me. To me, it's so triggering and so like I'm uncomfortable and then I make everyone around me uncomfortable. And I need to figure out, like, why.
No offense, but it sounds like some commie gobbledygook.
See, the thing that lady doesn't realize is that while she thinks everything around her is racist, she is the blatant racist, period. And she's, I mean, also typical college-age commie, hates the American flag, hates patriots, you know, hates everything about the United States, but she'll never leave. Anyway, before we go any further, I want to give a huge shout-out to the sponsors of today's video real quick. We have two sponsors. And while I do that, I'm going to leave this mural on the screen in San Francisco of Greta Van Doonsberg for your viewing pleasure. This is real. This giant mural of Greta in San Francisco is real. I will read the caption of this photo in just a moment. Today's video is being brought to us by two great YouTube channels. First YouTube channel is Patriots Live Here. Patriots Live Here has about 3,000 subscribers. He's trying to get that number up. He's out there spreading the good word every day. So after this video, if you want to go over and show him some love and support, I'm sure he would greatly appreciate it. Patriots Live Here, thank you, sir. Second sponsor of today's video, great YouTube channel called Lynn and God's Angels. Some great music on that. Very, very relaxing, very peaceful. And YouTube's overlords have been messing with them lately for whatever reason. It's very bizarre, but that's what they do. So if you want to go over and show Lynn and God's Angels some support after this video, I'm sure she would greatly appreciate it as well. So Patriots Live Here and Lynn and God's Angels, thank you guys so much for the continued love and support. I truly appreciate it. Now, if you'd like to sponsor the next video and help support the channel, there is a PayPal link in the description box below. And I will say your full name as a sponsor of said video unless stated otherwise by you. It says, imagine walking past this every day as the scent of human feces permeates through the air and into your lungs. San Francisco.
How dare you?
All right, guys, we're going to be wrapping it up on this one. I can't take anymore. I'm sure you guys can't either. And who better to wrap it up on than former Vice President Joe Biden's publicist, the diversity hire, Karine Jean-Pierre. Now, these people, see, they know people like us. We don't buy their, we don't buy the bullshit. We just don't buy it. But they know there are still a lot of people out there. Some are related to me that listen to this and they hang on every word they say. They believe them. So they don't understand that when these people get into office, they jack the gas prices up, the fuel prices, everything, jack it up. And then they bring it down a little bit. Say, oh, look, it's down from where it was way jacked up. It's like, so you assholes jacked it up. Like, you can't take credit for it after you jack it up, but you don't bring it back down to where it was before you started. You just bring it down a little. Anyway, I'm preaching to the choir. You guys know what I mean. So things are clearly getting crazy out there. Please take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Till next time. Love you guys. Peace. Roll the film, please.
The Inflation Reduction Act is so important. That's why we've seen the lower prices at the pump. It's gone down $1.50 since the peak this summer. A lot of that is because of what this president has done.
What a bunch of f***ing bullshit.
And you ain't black.